Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is the name of the language spoken by the Jews of northern Morocco? The word herencia means heritage in Ladino or Judeo-Spanish, the language spoken by many descendants of the Jews who were expelled from Spain in 1492. It's also the name of a project that was created by Centro Sefarad Israel to foster communication and cooperation among Sephardic communities throughout the world. This week we're speaking with Miguel de Lucas, the Director General of Centro Sefarad Israel, about the Herencia Project. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Could you tell us about the Herencia Project that is a part of what the Centro Sefarad Israel does? First, what is it and when was it founded and why?
Herencia is a platform established by Centro Sefarad Israel in 2009. It was born in Toledo, which is always a beautiful place to be born in the Sephardic world. What is the goal of Herencia? The goal is to promote the links between Spain and the Sephardic world. And at the same time, it's a platform with a goal which is to put under protection and not to lose the traditional heritage of the Sephardic world. That is to say, culture, songs, folklore, gastronomy, anything you can consider about the Sephardic world is under the attention of Herencia, and at the same time, a political goal, which is to promote the links between Spain and Sephardic world.
You're talking about the Sephardic world. What communities are members of Herencia?
Now we have around 30 communities. I mean, we say communities, for instance, for all Eastern Europe, which was the Oriental Sephardic, those who went to the Ottoman Empire. For instance, we have Istanbul, we have Smyrna, we have Salonika, we have Skopje, we have Belgrade, many from that area. We have as well those from northern Morocco, Tangier, and even those who are diasporic from northern Morocco. Many of them now in America, starting by the United States. The best example in the United States is Seattle, which is very active in Herencia. And many from Latin America. One of the main allies of Herencia is FESELA, Federación Sefardí Latinoamericana, and communities as Buenos Aires, Mexico, Bogota, Santiago de Chile. So many communities around the world, and some exotic things, for instance, Sydney and Melbourne are part of Herencia as well.
When Herencia started, what ideas did you have about the kinds of activities that you were going to have in Herencia, and has this changed at all?
Well, the main idea at the very beginning was being together. That was the purpose, because we realized that the links between Spain and the Sephardic world were very tiny, were very delicate links. They were not really established. That was the first thing. Another aspect was that if you take the Sephardim from Eastern Europe, from Bulgaria, they know the Jews or the Sephardim from Turkey or they know those from Greece. But they had never had links with somebody coming from Chile or coming from the United States. So it's a way to promote the links between the different branches of the Sephardim diaspora. And what did we want when we do that? What kind of activities did we want? We didn't know. The message was, let's be together and let's work together in a very flexible organization. We are not we don't have a hierarchy, we don't have a structure, or we don't have an authority. We are all together. And many of the things that we do is things that we already do, or each community does in its local facilities. So it's a way to put together all the initiatives that we have.
There's lots of information on the webpage about Sephardic history and music and languages. Could you tell us a little bit about those cultural things that all the Sephardim have in common or that make them different? I'm thinking specifically about such things as music and languages. The languages, I think most people don't know about the different languages that there are.
Well, languages, we work with we can say that there are two main branches. One is the Ladino, well, sometimes you cannot say Ladino, or Judeo-Espanol, or Judesmo, it depends how you call it. That is more specific from Eastern Sephardim, those who were under the Ottoman Empire. And the other branch is the Hakatia, which is linked to the to northern Morocco. I mean, and it's spoken. But Hakatia is in northern Morocco, and now it's in Canada, it's in the United States, it's in South America. So these are the two main branches for us, and we work with them. I remember one of the main activities of Herencia, for instance, about the languages, it took place in June 2014 in the headquarters of UNESCO in Paris, and with the presence of the Director General of UNESCO. It was a seminar about the Hispanic Jewish language, let's say that way. You know? And we talk about Ladino or Judesmo, and we talk about Hakatia, so that's very important. And the rest is a beautiful folklore, and me as a Spaniard, I didn't have any link with that, but I'm absolutely touched, because I arrived, for instance, to the island of Rhodos in Greece, and I heard that a poem that I could hear in my mother's town in Avila in Castile. That is to say, a deep link with the old Spain, and some of the things, even we have lost them in Spain. The way the songs they sang, or the poems that they have, they are lost in Spain, but they come from Spain, obviously.
So, well, of course, we know the story about how the Sephardic Jews and how Ladino was discovered at the end of the 19th century by a Spaniard who heard it on a ship, right? Mm-hmm. So a Spaniard who goes to these places and has any kind of contact with the Jewish community would almost feel like there's some kind of historical memory.
It's something magic. It's like listening Don Quixote or Cervantes. If a person who is English speaker can listen Shakespeare or Hamlet, you know, it's beautiful. I remember being this place in Rhodes with this Sephardim, and I stayed with him, and he told me, "What else do you want me to tell you?" "Nothing, just talk." Mm. It's a pleasure listening to you. Talking expressions like "su merced," "your mercy," and very old expressions that I could listen, I could read in the poems, I understand, but I will never use. You know, so it's a very classic language, and every Spaniard that listens that is really touched by that.
Every 2 years you have summit meetings. Can you tell us a little bit about those, what you do, and anything special?
Yeah. We have what we call global meetings. And first of all, we started Herencia, as I mentioned, in Toledo, 2009. That was like the opening ceremony. And then we decided that to put together the different Sephardim branches, we had to organize global summits. And we decided that the first one didn't have to take place in Spain, but in a different place. And we did it in Bulgaria, in two cities, Sofia and Plovdiv, both of them with a very traditional link with the Sephardim war. Then 2 years later, we went to Turkey, and we went to Istanbul and Izmir. And then 2 years later, in 2015, we came to Spain. So only the third one has taken place in Spain. And it was linked to the city of Avila, that it was the fifth centenary of Teresa, Saint Teresa of Avila, who obviously had Jewish origin. The family of Saint Teresa had Jewish links. And then we went to Avila, Toledo, and Madrid. We had a meeting with the king. It was a great honor, a reception at the palace. And the Sephardim of Valencia offered a gift to the king that was a key that represented the house of Sephardim. You know? And the king was very touched with that person. So what do we do in those global summits? We get together, we try to analyze where we are, different projects, different initiatives. Every 2 years, within 2 years, we are still working with different candidacies. This is something similar to the Olympic Games. We have different cities in the world who are interested in organizing. And we will see. But I will give a clue only that perhaps the new or the fourth global summit in Herencia will be in America. Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
And where is Herencia going? What kind of plans do you have for the future?
Well, the future is, I mean, always being together. That's the idea. And one of the main things that is in the mind of Sephardim is youth, what they call la manzeves. Many of these communities are worried about the young people, how to keep them in the tradition, how to keep them in the community. And not only in the Jewish religion, but in the traditions of these Sephardic communities. So we're trying to work in our different initiatives with young people, I mean, in order not to lose them for the Sephardic culture.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us?
That is a pleasure for me as Director General of Centro Sephardi Israel. Herencia is like the thing that we love the most in this house, because it's a small creature that we established, we created here, And now we see that it's going on, it's going ahead, and we are very proud and very happy about that.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.